Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on Donna Bunting, B-U-N-T-I-N-G. Donna Bunting is a 62-year-old woman who reports she was injured at work on 10-12-21. Compared at that time, she slipped on a floor in a bathroom. Compared her right leg extended backwards so far it dislocated her right hip and she fell on the knee. Compared her left leg slipped forward. Compared as a result, she believes she injured her right hip and knee and was seen at the emergency room the same day. She had further evaluation leading to a diagnosis of a dislocated right hip, treated without surgical intervention. Period, she is no longer receiving any active treatment. Period, she admits that she had arthroscopy in the right knee before and felt the need for replacement prior to the subject event. Period, however, she believes she aggravated it when she fell. Period, she ascribes the original knee problem to a 1990 motor vehicle accident. Period, she also suffered from Osgood-Schlatter disease when younger. Period. She denies any subsequent injuries to the involved areas. Period. Physical exam. General appearance, she says her left knee needs to be replaced also. Period, extremities lower, the right leg was 1/4 inch shorter than the left as measured at the medium malleoli. Period, her legs were shaven bilaterally. Period, there was a suggestion of 1/2 inch diameter bruising on the medial aspect of the right knee that she, whose origin she does not know. Period, she denies any recent trauma to the knee. Period, motion of the right hip and extension was 25 degrees, abduction 30 degrees, and adduction 20 degrees. Period, external rotation was full to 45 degrees with tenderness. Period, internal rotation and flexion were full without crepitus. Period, motion of the left hip, both knees and ankles, was full on all planes without crepitus or tenderness. Period, she was tender to palpation about the right tibial tubercle, but not the left. Period, Faber's maneuver on the right hip, Faber's maneuver on the right elicited tenderness, but was negative on the left. Period. Knee maneuvers normal, thoracic normal, lumbosacral. She was able to stand on her toes and declined attempting to stand on her heels. Period. She changed positions fluidly and declined attempting to squat and rise. Period, she was tender to palpation about the right graded trochanter, but not the left. Period, impressions. On 10-12-21, Donna Bunting slipped and fell on the floor at work. Period, she was transferred to the emergency room, where she underwent numerous diagnostic studies about the pelvis and knee. Period. She was then admitted to the hospital for further medical attention. Period. This was conservative in nature. Period. The paragraph she later was treated with physical therapy. Period. There was an MRI of the right knee and hip on 1/12/22 and 5/5/22 to be inserted here. Period. She treated with Dr. Chippa, C-H-H-I-P-A, through 5/9/22. Period. At that time, her pain level was 0/10. Period. Her right knee was much better after the steroid injection, but she had occasional groin pain. Period. She reviewed the 5/5/22 right hip MRI that demonstrated no signs of avascular necrosis. Period, did show mild osteoarthritis with degeneration of the labrum, which will be a pain generator over time and may require hip replacement surgery. Period, gynecology follow-up and pelvic sonography were recommended regarding uterine fibroids. Period, her discharge diagnoses were pain in right hip and unilateral primary osteoarthritis of the right hip. Period, she was deemed to have achieved maximum medical improvement and was released to follow up as needed. Period. New paragraph, the current examination found Ms. Bunting ambulated without a limp or an assistive device. Period, she was able to stand on her toes but declined standing on her heels. Period, she also refused to attempt squatting. Period, there was decreased range of motion but the right hip, primarily due to tenderness. Period, for Bear's maneuver on the right, elicited tenderness as well. Period, she had full range of motion of the left hip as well as both knees and ankles. Period, provocative maneuvers that the knees were negative. Period, she indicates that her left knee needs to be replaced also. Period, as noted from above, she already felt the need for a right knee replacement. Subsequent to arthroscopy after a motor vehicle accident in 1990. Period, she also suffered from Oscar Slaughter's disease, which predisposes to knee problems later in life. Period. New paragraph. This case represents 5% permanent partial total disability referable to the right hip. Period, this is for the orthopedic residuals of a presumptive diagnosis of dislocation that was reduced successfully. Period. The CT of the hip was notable for anterior dislocation of the femoral head from the acetabulum, but there were no overt fractures identified. Period. I would offer 0% permanent partial disability at the right knee. Period. Diagnostic studies found underlying severe lateral compartment osteoarthritis, comma, moderate patellofemoral osteoarthritis, comma, and slight chondral calcinosis of the menisci. Period. These all reflect long-standing conditions that comport with her 1990 motor vehicle accident. Period. At this juncture, she was able to return to work, but is currently out of work due to a family matter. Period. And that is the end.